Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 12 o'clock hour, good afternoon, Northern Colorado. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Allo Communications Studios. Man, we've got a lot to pack into 2 hours today. Big Thursday night. Huge, Jade. Probably the biggest one we've ever seen in the history of our lives. You've got game two tonight, and Frankie's getting the start. We're going, sounds like it anyway, according to the Denver Post. Darcy Kuemper apparently not quite cleared to go, so we'll get into some of that later today. What does that do to your thought process as far as the Avs taking game two? I don't think you can just easily go, oh, no problem. I mean, he's a backup for a reason, folks. So I'm a little nervous, and I'll give my official picks later on. You've got game one of the NBA Finals going on tonight. Boston and Golden State. Golden State at home tonight, right? So they are 3.5-point favorites. Only 3.5-point favorites. Interesting. Boston's defense is good. We'll get into that. The news of the day here for us, of course, David Roddy is going to stay in the draft. He is officially foregoing his last year of eligibility for college. Well, I think it was his last year, right? He is going to... He's in. No going back now. So the options for him, he either goes first round, second round, or he is going to have to sign on with the team as an undrafted free agent, which I think he will get drafted. But I think this kind of has CSU fans all over the place as far as how they feel. I mean, on one hand, you got a player that's going to go get drafted. He will get drafted. A lot of people are still... Some people I've talked to are skeptical that he'll get drafted, whatever. He must have heard something. Some of my sources were telling me they thought he might be back, and then that changed drastically. As I'm driving to Fort Collins, I had a meeting in Fort Collins yesterday, and as I'm pulling in, I'm getting the tweets, I'm getting the texts, I'm getting everything. And what I've been led to believe is that in the 11th hour... Roddy perhaps received some information that led him to believe that he could go first round. Now, is that the end all be all? I don't know. Some, you know, on one hand, you could say that he had already made his mind up, and even second round would be good enough. He's ready to go play at the NBA level. I think he is an NBA player. I've said it for a while. I've seen how these things go, though. Guys like Roddy, who are very, very good, but maybe not a no-brainer in the NBA draft as far as first round goes, they declare, and the next thing you know, their career kind of fades. They don't get that, you know, that rookie season. They're not a part of the team, really. Their summer league and all that stuff. And then the second year, they're not really a part of it, and then they go overseas, and that's how that goes. You remember, was it Colton Iverson? For CSU, he's one of those really good players during Eustace's era. I thought maybe he had the right stuff. I think he got drafted by Boston. Never made it. Is that the fate for Roddy? I don't think so. But I can't help but feel deep down, man, one more year would have been nice for him. One more year would have really cemented the fact that, well, whether or not he was an NBA guy, I kind of wanted to see him go out and do it again. You know, lead this team to back-to-back NCAA tournament appearances, improve his stock, whatever they told him to work on, take it, use it, grow. But now here you are. You have to see if this Rams team can get back without their biggest piece. David Roddy was their best player, Isaiah Stevens being their second best. You could kind of go 1A, 1B type of deal with Isaiah. Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available. Which round will David Roddy get drafted? First, second, or he's going undrafted? Let's see what you guys are cooking on. Go to thewholeshow.com to vote, and let's see where we're sitting. 68% of the Hooligans say second round. So, if the Hooligans are right, which sometimes happens, he would go to the second round. And I think that if he gets drafted in the second round, I think more fans will go, was it the right decision? And who are we to say, you know, I was going to do the poll question today, like, was that the right decision? That's a hard question to ask because you're basically trying to get into somebody's brain, and he's getting all this type of insight that we have no idea what he's hearing. So I didn't want to do that question because I did text David this, and I want to stay true to my word. I text David a week ago, and I said, hey, whatever decision you make will be the right one. I believe that this guy is a smart cookie. I think he knows his stuff. I think he doesn't jump into anything willy-nilly. My guess is he must have received enough feedback that led him to believe a first-round draft pick is a realistic possibility. So here's what I wonder. If his decision had not been made, he went to go work out for Toronto 2 days ago. So my thought was, did Toronto give him some kind of inkling that, hey, if you're there late, we're going to go with you? I mean, that's a lot of times that's what happens. So it's like you look at the Raptors and where they're drafting. They have the 33rd pick in the second. So third pick in the second round. So that's where my guess is David's not necessarily thinking it's first round or bust. It's early second round because I think there's a certain amount of early second rounders that do still get some kind of money, some kind of guaranteed. So maybe David's more along the lines of, okay, late first round, early second, which is kind of what we were thinking for a while. It's kind of where we were going back and forth on. He's working out for Portland today. We were going to get him on the show. He is working out with the Trailblazers today. And I will plan to have him on the program Monday. We're off tomorrow. We have state baseball coverage. Fantastic. I love that we can carry high school baseball on a regular basis here. Happy to step aside for Clark Johnson. And I think Bruce will be out there too. So great, great coverage we'll have for you tomorrow. Toronto's interesting, though. Is that going to be the team with that pick at 33? I'll have Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, went on to talk to us about that. David's a great guy. This is a big loss, though. It's a big loss for CSU. Overall, it's great for the program. You're getting more visibility on your program. And if David goes and does what he certainly believes he can do and can play at this level, can make a career at this level, then you're going to really put some attention on Colorado State. And that's bigger. That's the big picture here. You had one more year with him next year. That was it. So if he goes on and does this, that's going to help for recruiting. Boy, Nico Medved, the challenge is on now, isn't it? Here's what he wrote. I really liked what he had to say. He goes, It is with tearful eyes that I write this message, tears of joy and contentment with my basketball career at Colorado State University. The revival of Moby Madness, winning the right way, and above all, accomplishing a childhood dream of playing in the tournament are things I reflect on and cherish as I've gone through this process. After many days of prayer and reflection, I have decided to stay in the draft and pursue my dreams of playing in the NBA. I just want to thank Coach Nico Medved, Ali Farokmanesh, Dave Thorson, and the rest of the coaching staff over my last 3 years for making me a better basketball player, student, athlete, and most important, a better human being. I am forever grateful to you all, to my teammates. I absolutely love each and every one of you. Thank you for creating lifelong memories with me, and I cannot wait to see you along this journey. Finally, Ram Nation, thank you all so much for accepting a kid from Minneapolis into your arms with care. Meeting each and every one of you was an amazing experience, and I'm humbly grateful for each of you making these past years Unforgettable. It breaks my heart to leave early, but thank you for making it such an amazing time. I will forever be a Ram. God bless. D-Rod. I mean, that's him. That and everything he wrote in there is so genuine. I think it does break his heart. And we'll talk to him Monday. I think it does. But I mean, come on. If you're out trying out for teams and you're hearing from your agents and you're hearing from teams and all that stuff and other insiders and they're saying, hey, we think you could go first round. At the very worst, you could go late second. It's hard to pass that up. Because there's no guarantee you're going to be better next year. In fact, that's a risk in and of itself, right? He could decide to stay with CSU or come back to CSU one more year. And he could have worse numbers than last year. They might not go to March. It's hard to get to March Madness, dude. It's hard. Remember how good they were all year? And we were still saying, yeah, you need to win like two of these last three regular season games. And you need to win maybe a game or two. You can't get knocked out of the first round of the Mountain West tournament, which we know the Mountain West is damn good at basketball. And they're going to be good next year. So there is no guarantee, even though maybe they were going to be coming in as a top 25 team. You could have this phenomenal year. But CSU's not going to get the benefit of the doubt and just get an easy at-large bid. They're going to be criticized every step of the way. What's up, Jade?
Well, and I also think that it's a struggle. Not a struggle, but it puts a lot of pressure on him because if they don't go back to March Madness, right, does that lower his draft stock?
Maybe.
And that in itself is challenging because the Mountain West isn't getting any easier.
Well, and your point totals could go up and down. You know, your numbers could go down. That's just the name. Now, like I said before, Roddy's not the kind of guy that made the decision because of that. I'm not thinking that Roddy went, oh, I wonder if I won't have as good a year. But this is your opportunity. This is what you want to do. This is what you want to do with your life. You want to play professional basketball. And maybe this is, and maybe he didn't think this, but maybe this is as good as it was going to get. So you run with it. There would be no guarantee. You're losing Kendall Moore. You're losing Deshaun Thomas. You lost Chandler Jacobs. Those were big pieces. I mean, Chandler Jacobs was certainly a big piece. Kendall Moore, you know, he had kind of an interesting year. Starter still. And Deshaun Thomas. So, I mean, that had to play a role, too. Where you look at it and go, okay, are we as good? A lot of guys that we don't know, you know, we got a D2 transfer. Patrick Cartier, we got the Illinois State transfer, Josiah Strong. This is going to be a shooter. You don't know how well they're going to resonate in this league. They were good. How well will they perform in the conference? Which is a very good conference, by the way. Wyoming, you know, they're reloading. They're getting the same, well, not reloading. Hunter Maldonado's back. Grammy K's back. Hunter Thompson's back. They lost Drake Jeffries. That's their big loss, but you got your two bigs back. Your two studs, I should say. San Diego State's going to be good again. So I guess I look at all of the variables and I go, was it the right decision for Roddy? Probably. I've gone back and forth on this. But it does, you know, and I say, I mean what I say, folks, when I said that, when I text David and said that, you know, you are going to play at this level and whatever decision you make this year is the right one. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. So that's our poll question of the day. Thanks to Method Flow Products, available at thewholeshow.com. Which round will David Roddy get drafted? I'd like to know your thoughts. Shoot us a text, too, on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. We must get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank, Banking Made Simple, from the day that was, from the Wednesday that was. And this is an interesting one. I'm going to go this way today with it. The good is David Roddy. This is huge for the program. This is huge for him, and it couldn't happen to a better guy. Ultimately, this is a big deal. If he gets drafted, which I think he will. Some of you are even going to the extreme. If he won't get drafted, he will get drafted. This is huge. You could have, Kevin Lytle posted this. I don't think it's ever happened. You're going to have a football player that got drafted in the second round and a basketball player at least in the second round in the same year. That's phenomenal for Colorado State. So well done to this Rams organization. You got exciting things going on, and David Roddy's going to go out and represent CSU extremely well. The bad? Well, it's also this. It's also David Roddy going into the draft. It's bad for CSU. I love Isaiah Stevens. I think Jalen Lake is going to be good. John Tonjay is going to be good. But Roddy is Roddy. He's arguably one of the greatest CSU basketball players to come out of Fort Collins. And that's a big deal on that side. So big picture, great for CSU. That's why it's the good. But narrow focus just onto next year, it's not good. I don't see any scenario where a Rams fan can tell me that going into the season without your best player is a good thing. It's not. But Nico Medved, in Nico Medved we trust, right? He has not steered us wrong yet, folks. Don't give up on him. The ugly. How many times have we put the Rockies in the ugly, Jades? Quite a bit. Quite a bit this year, right? They had the doubleheader yesterday. My boy Tanner Schwint and his family were sitting behind home plate. I got a flex out of him. That was fantastic. That was the best part of the night. That wasn't the ugly. The ugly was game one. Sensatella comes back. They lost 14-1. It was atrocious. Your boy had a game, Jades. The guy you wanted to see pitch. Cabrera, look, he's got some stuff, doesn't he? He's a spitfire, man. He's good. The Rockies had three hits to the Marlins 21. Now, they did win the series, which is more important in the grand scheme of things. They did get the second game, extra innings. Thank you, Brendan Rodgers, candidate for the Red Wing Shoes, Greeley and Johnstown Player of the Week, by the way. But that's my ugly. There you go. Good, bad, Roddy, Roddy. Ugly is, well, surprise, surprise, the Rockies are in the ugly yet again. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. They now start a series against Atlanta tonight. That will be on KFKA tonight, 640 is the time. Austin Gomber going to the mound, seeing if the Rocks can. Now, okay, first part of this mission in June is accomplished. I would have loved a sweep over Miami. Certainly didn't want to lose 14-1. But you won the series. Okay? You won the series. When's the last time they won a series, Jades? When was that? Was that? I'm looking here, dude. They lost to Pittsburgh. They lost to Washington. They lost the series to the Mets. They lost the series to San Francisco. They lost to Kansas City. Swept by San Francisco. Lost to Arizona. They did win. The last series they won, they completed on Cinco de Mayo on Thursday, May 5th. So almost a month has gone by and they hadn't won a series. So that was fairly significant. They're now 23-27, four games under, looking for a split here against Atlanta. At least you're at home. A series win would be ideal. Austin Gomber, you have Cool, you have Freeland, you have and Feltner pitching in this series. So opportunity sitting in front of you. Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor, bringing us our game beer of the week each and every week. This one's from High Hops Brewing in Windsor. They're always hooking it up and working with local breweries. This one is a blueberry wheat. Pick up selections from High Hops Brewing at On the Rocks Liquor, or you can try anything. It's a big game night tonight, so maybe get your beverage of choice, hunker down, get ready to rock and roll. We got game two of the Western Conference Finals. We got game one of the NBA Finals, and we got the Rockies in a series against Atlanta, which I think is fairly important considering you're going to San Francisco and San Diego for the next seven games. So we'll see how those series turn out. 23 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Kevin Lytle will join me at 12:30. He put together a wonderful piece about what life looks like now without David Roddy. Do you still believe, Rams fans? Are you still optimistic that Nico Medved, Ali Farokhmanesh, Isaiah Stevens, John Tonjay, Jalen Lake, Isaiah Rivera, Patrick Cartier, can they get this team back to March Madness next year? Pressure's on, and I'm here for it. Makes for a fun story. We'll be right back.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
This is Ali Farokhmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
get.
Brendan Rodgers could be the best baseball player in the history of the world. He takes care of the Marlins to secure the series win. With that, well, there you go, man. I mean, you're down, what was it, 12 to 11, and that in the 10th, you're thinking, come on, let's just get this game over with here. Let's go to bed. Let's be done for the night. And Rodgers says, all right, gang, I'm in. Let's do it. He was amazing yesterday. What a game by him. Brendan Rodgers, 3 home runs. 30 minutes after the hour, when we come back, we're going to talk to Kevin Lytle about Colorado State. Where do the Rams go from here? They do have two scholarships open. So I know Nico Medved and the coaching staff will be working like crazy, nonstop, to try to get another piece or two to this roster. Kevin Lytle coming up next from the Colorado. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Kind of picture Rams fans today driving around, going to work, going about their business, and jamming this song out. Although I think Rams fans did know what they got with David Roddy. Joining me now, Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And it feels like a bittersweet kind of day, Kevin. Good for the program in the big picture of things, but certainly David Roddy staying in the NBA draft is going to have a significant impact on Colorado State as far as next season goes.
Yeah, absolutely. It big time changes the scope of things. And yeah, I think you're right for fans. It's one of those everyone, I think, is happy for David and excited for his future and, you know, excited to see what team he goes to and root for him there. But obviously, I think every CSU fan was hoping to get one last dance, to use that kind of cliche now, with David and the whole team, and see how high they could go, because obviously with him, this was easily a top 25 team and huge potential. So yeah, I think bittersweet is the best word for it. But like you say, state of the program, big picture, it's a great sign. I mean, this is a kid who had some big time offers, committed to CSU, and frankly, there was no proof that things would be good here. And he came, turned the program around, and developed from, you know, kind of a freshman with some potential, but a lot of growing to do, to, 3 years later, an NBA player. So, that's a pretty good selling point that CSU can use moving forward with recruits.
No doubt. It's a big thing overall in the grand scheme of things. Kevin, what are you hearing as far as have you heard anything like when he made the decision? What ultimately changed, I don't want to say changed his mind, but put him over the edge, I suppose, to say, yeah, I'm staying in the draft? He had to have heard something that said, hey, we think you're probably late first round, maybe early second. I mean, he had to have heard something like that, right?
Yeah, he's such a fascinating case. I do truly think that at the end of the season, he expected to be back at CSU. I think the plan all along was that he would go through a draft process, but just listen to how he talked after that Michigan game. It sure sounded like a guy that fully intended to be back. But as he went through process, enough teams like him and like his skill set that he obviously feels comfortable. I've had some people say, well, surely he has a guarantee that he's a first round pick. I don't think that's the case. And teams, I think, don't make promises quite like that, like some people think. And even if they do, they can lie and renege on that if they have another player that they like, sure, on the board. But yeah, surely he has some very good intel that he's going to be drafted. And he's fascinating because, you look at mock drafts and stuff, and it's kind of all over the board. And I think one of the reasons is he's so much of a unique player. And, he even talked about this when I talked to him yesterday of, there are some teams that, flat out say, yeah, you're undersized. We don't think that you're a fit. But other teams look at him and say, oh man, you're going to create so many matchup problems. We love that. And frankly, that's what happened at CSU. There are some colleges that, you know, Will looked at David Roddy and said, well, yeah, we like your potential, but what are you? You know, I guess we'll have to play you at the three because you're not big enough to be a four. Where CSU said, shoot, we're going to play you at the four and we're going to play you at the five a lot. You know, we're going to use a 6'5" center. You know, a lot of programs wouldn't do that. So I think that's why he's so hard. You know, these mock drafts are so all over the place because, you know, you could have 15 teams that say, you know, yeah, you're a good kid, you're a nice player, but we don't see how you fit. And 15 who say, oh my gosh, you've got so many tools we can use. So he's a fascinating one. He's going to get drafted. A couple of people have said, well, you know, I don't think he's even getting drafted. David Roddy is not making this decision.
Right.
If there's any doubt that he would get drafted, he's not. That would be quite a foolish move, career-wise, and he must have some very good idea that he, you know, certainly is getting drafted. Still, where he ends up is going to be big. You know, if he slides in the 50s, that's pretty tough, to make a roster from there. But, if he goes top 40, he's probably feeling pretty good and will probably make pretty good money because even though second round doesn't have the guaranteed money, some of those teams can offer it up. You know, a team like Toronto, for instance, they don't have a first-round pick, but they pick very early in the second round. They could easily say, well, you know, the money we would use on a first-round pick, you know, we'll use on you because you're our second, you know, our first pick, but in the second round.
Kevin, what's interesting, too, and I know you have your sources and everybody talking, people that I've talked to up until, like, yesterday was like, yeah, I'm still thinking 50-50, we'll see, blah, blah, blah. You just mentioned something, Toronto. He had to work out there, what was yesterday? He worked out with Toronto Tuesday, right, Kevin? I'm wondering right there, did Toronto say, hey, you know, and again, I know you're right. Like, they're going to make promises they don't always deliver. But the Raptors are drafting, I think, 33rd or something like that. My brain was going to, I wonder if Toronto said, hey, if you're available at 33, we're going with you. And again, I know it doesn't always work out that way, but I just kept going to, did he hear something in the 11th hour that really put him over the edge to stay in the draft?
Yeah, I've wondered that myself. I to be honest, don't know. Obviously, he's not going to say or anyone's going to say because there are a lot of moving parts involved in that. But yeah, I've wondered that as well. And yeah, I talked to some folks in the know leading up to it, and they didn't seem to know. So they're either pretty good liars, which I don't think, or truly didn't know. And I think it makes sense with David. I mean, both of us know him pretty well. He's going to take all the time he has to make this decision. He wasn't going to rush it. He's not that type of guy. He's a guy that's going to take every bit of information and use that to make his choice. So in that way, it makes sense. But yeah, it was one of those that after the workout with Toronto, when he hadn't announced, not that I expected, he'd walk off the court and tweet, I'm coming back to CSU. But, when it had dragged into late, yesterday afternoon, I'm thinking, well, he's probably gone. Because if he was coming back, they would have, he would have, got to that announcement soon. Because that's a pretty easy announcement to make of, it was a great process. I'm eager to be in the NBA someday, but I have more work to do at CSU. That's a pretty easy one. Whereas you could even tell in what he posted on Twitter and then our conversation after that, he fully believes in his decision, but he also has a big emotional attachment, put a lot of, emotional energy into this. He said, some of the phone calls he made to teammates and coaches and other folks, he said it was pretty emotional because, these guys have, that junior, soon-to-be senior class has been through so much together.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They've been. I was just thinking today, back when we were calling Roddy and Stevens the super softs. That wasn't that long ago. They kind of stormed onto the scene and shocked most of us. So it will be interesting to see how it works out for David. Kevin and I didn't want to make this the poll question because, again, it's David's decision. I did shoot him a text last week, and I just said, hey, whatever decision you make is the right one. But you've covered basketball for CSU for a long time. You've seen guys that are very good think that they can go to the next level. Maybe they fizzle out. They end up on some summer leagues, and then they're overseas. In your mind, do you think that it would have served David better to go back for one more year?
Yeah, this is a tough one. Obviously, a question I think all of us kind of get a lot. And, it's one of those, and kind of the response I've said is on you know, in a lot of ways, we can't answer that. You know, it's kind of, you know, if you or I get a job offer, you know, it's not really for anyone else to say if it's the right choice for us to take it or not take it. You know, there are so many, you know, personal, family, you know, self-motivation type things that go into it that we can't really say. Purely basketball, I mean, yeah, I do kind of think that coming back for one more year and, you know, improving on the, you know, the things that he would have heard and feedback, you know, could have maybe helped him secure more of a, you know, more certain, you know, first round spot. And that's why, you know, I do have a little concern of, you know, what if he slides, you know, ESPN, for instance, has him at 47th pick. You know, if he slides there, that's not a great place to be. But like I say, it's, you know, it's his choice. If he feels that, you know, the opportunity is there and, you know, he believes that he can go earn a roster spot, you know, who are we to say, you know, bad choice. So yeah, there's part of me that does wonder if another year, you know, would help him, but there are no guarantees either. Like, yeah, sure. You know, it's easy to think that things will go great, but things happen. So, you know, I can totally understand. That's, you kind of mentioned at the start, and David said yesterday, he was choosing between two good options, and I don't think either one was a bad option. You could very easily justify going to the draft or coming back to CSU. So, and that's what David said. He said it was, you know, picking what he felt was the better of two really good options. So, you know, that's both a good place to be, but also makes it very tough, I think, when there was no, you know, clear cut, you know, right or wrong answer.
Kevin, do you have a list or do you know the teams that he's worked out? I know he's working out with Portland today. I know he talked to the Pacers. I know he talked to Toronto. Do you have the list of teams? And that doesn't always mean everything. I know the Nuggets I don't think they worked out Bones Highland last year, if I'm not mistaken. So, what do you have the list of teams he's worked out for?
Yeah, so I believe it's Indiana, Orlando, Toronto. He's in Portland to work out today. Golden State tomorrow. And then there will be more. It changes all the time. But it makes sense if you look at most of those teams. You know, the first three I mentioned are the first three picks in the second round. Obviously, Golden State is picking late. So it makes sense kind of in the range that you would think. But like you say, there could be, you know, teams smokescreen that are in love with David Roddy but don't want to work him out, you know, to kind of hide the fact that they love David Roddy. So yeah, it means maybe something, but maybe nothing. but that is the group, and we have talked about, and this is what another reason why, you know, kind of mock drafts are tough, is we know damn well that David Roddy, when he talks to teams, are going to blow them away as a person.
Sure.
No one will leave a meeting thinking, I'm not sure we want that guy representing our organization. So he's going to win all those. So, you know, he only needs one team to love him as a basketball player because they all are going to love him as a person. So that's why, you know, one of the reasons why he'll find a spot. So I'm pretty intrigued to see, you know, kind of who that is, where he goes. There are so many different ways you can see it going, but it will be cool for CSU fans to be cheering him on in the NBA next year.
It's interesting, too, with Golden State because, you know, he's drawn those comparisons to Draymond Green. Draymond's not going to play forever. And I mean, so that would be an interesting a pick there for sure. All right, so moving on, life without David Roddy. We certainly know that there's been some other losses before Roddy. Obviously, Chandler Jacobs, we knew that was done. His eligibility is up. Deshaun Thomas has jumped over to the Big Sky Conference. Kendall Moore moved on. So some pretty good pieces to the puzzle, but you still have Isaiah Stevens. You outlined this perfectly in your article yesterday. You still have Isaiah Stevens, John Tanjay, Jalen Lake. David Roddy said on this show that Jalen Lake is the future of the Rams. So are they in great hands, good hands? Are we a little nervous about their back-to-back March Madness bids next year?
Yeah, I mean, still good hands. Obviously, like I say, it changes the scope of things significantly. You know, you just had 20 points and 8 rebounds a game walk out the door, so you don't just you know, roll over and say no problem, we're good to go. But you have Isaiah Stevens, who, you know, don't forget, he was the Mountain West Freshman of the Year, not David Roddy, back when they were freshmen. You know, he's a phenomenal player, arguably the best point guard in the conference, and probably one of the top 5 or 6 players in the conference. So starting off with it, you know, the best point guard in the league is not a bad place to go. John Tanjay is one of the big pieces for me. He has so much potential, and he showed at times, you know, the 31 points against Oral Roberts obviously was sort of a highlight. And And don't forget, he played most of the second half of the season on a partially torn meniscus, so that obviously hindered him. But he's a guy that has a lot of potential to be really good, and now he's going to have, more of the capability to do it. Of he's going to be more of the focal point of the offense. And then you have some question marks. You know, is Patrick Cartier, the D2 All-American transfer, is he going to start? Like you said, Jalen Lake, David Roddy loves Jalen Lake. He's not alone. A lot of players, you know, everyone in that program does. He's primed for a big sophomore jump, I think. Josiah Strong, we expect to be a pretty good scorer at the shooting guard. And then, you know, what's left? They have two open scholarships. The transfer portal, of course, has been picked pretty clean, but there are good players out there. It'll be a tough battle to get some of the good ones because, you know, some of your power fives, like a Michigan that lost several guys in the draft yesterday, are going to be hunting as well. So it's a little tough there, but I still would expect CSU to add at least one transfer. I still think this is a top four or five in the Mountain West, or three to five, I would say, in the Mountain West. I think San Diego State and Wyoming are your clear one and two. And then I think CSU, Boise State, and probably maybe even New Mexico are your next three. I think CSU has an ability to make the NCAA tournament. There are, you know, a lot of X factors, but I don't think it's unreasonable. I think it could happen. It's probably just a little different. You know, if Roddy had been back, making the tournament would have been, you know, like a baseline expectation, whereas now it's probably more an aspirational goal to hunt for. But you have some good pieces, and, you know, fans look at things kind of year to year, but obviously coaches look bigger picture. And, you know, that's why you bring in a guy like Jalen Lake and start developing him, because, you know, David Roddy wasn't going to be here forever. So, you know, coaches are always thinking of the next group. So it's still a good team. I think it should be a good season. We'll see where the roster lands, but I don't think it's all doom and gloom.
Well, and you got a heck of a coaching staff, too. At the end of the day, it's like I said, Nico has yet to let anybody down. He's only gotten better. So that coaching staff, I would put some faith in those guys for sure. Kevin, wonderful article. I highly recommend people to check out the Coloradoan. Nobody does it better as far as daily Rams coverage, what you're doing. And you outlined it beautifully in this article yesterday. So I think that gives some Rams fans some hope if you bust through that story just as you highlight some of these players. Kevin, my man, we'll look to catch up with you next week. We're up against a break here, but appreciate you jumping on. Crazy times for Colorado State for sure. But like you said, it's not all doom and gloom at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And thanks for having me, Brady.
All right, my man. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Well, David said it during the David Roddy show, which, that's sad, Jades. No more David Roddy show. Huh? He said it on the show, though, that Jalen Lake is the future of the Rams. And Isaiah Stevens is pretty damn good. So it's not all doom and gloom. It's not perfect. But there's some stuff to worry about, yes. But you still have a hell of a coaching staff. You still have some really good pieces on this roster. 12:52 the time. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our number one already. Is Wyoming going to be the team to beat alongside perhaps San Diego State in the Mountain West Conference? It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber.
12:57, welcome back to the show. Wow, that was a fast first hour, Jades. Kevin Lytle was fantastic. If you missed any portion of that segment, you can check it out at thewholeshow.com or 1310kfka.com, where you can get our podcast on the regular. Great guests like Kevin on a weekly basis. We will be getting, at some point, we're going to be getting Coach Medved, hopefully a couple of assistant coaches on. I'd love to kind of pick their brains about how everything went down. So, David Roddy, the plan is to get him on Monday. So we'll see. Hopefully we can keep that going. He's working out with Portland today. Second hour coming up. Avs Oilers tonight. Frankie is in the net. We'll be talking about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.